Welcome back to the new season of the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast. And this is episode number 11 of Bereshit, in the beginning, a commentary to the book of Genesis. So, here we are in the garden having a deadly fruit snack with the serpent. Let this be a valuable lesson to you that it may look good and even taste good, but when it comes from the evil one, it is guaranteed to violently come back up and cause all kinds of problems for you and many times others. So with that, let's get into verses 8, 9, and 10, but we're also going to be going through up to verse 13. And I break out the second portion of the podcast in this episode in parts. There's a part one, there's a part two. So anyway, we're going to start with verses 8 through 10. Now they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Wow. Nowhere to hide. Notice what the man and his wife did as soon as they heard God. They hid. Isn't this what we all do when we know that we've done wrong? We try to hide. You see, children are great at this because they know right away when they hear the thundering voice of their mom or dad asking that dreaded question, "Who made this mess in the kitchen?" And the only option is you or your sibling. Or you're playing ball in the street and you break a window. What's the first thing you do? Run and hide. It's our innate reaction to want to save our own skin and avoid punishment, avoid the consequences of pain. As you can see, it is no different some 5,000 years ago in the Garden of Eden. What I want you to also take note of is the question God asks and who he's asking the question to. God is not asking the "where are you" question as if to say he doesn't know where the man is, just like the parent asking "who made this mess" question. What's different about this question is that God is asking relationally, meaning God knows where the man is physically, but spiritually something is wrong, and the relationship has been severely impacted. Remember when God said, "On that day that you eat, you will certainly die"? Well, I contend God wasn't speaking of a physical death because Adam doesn't literally die and return to dust until some 930 years later. So God had to be speaking about a different death. And since God is a spirit, he must have been referring to spiritual death, which did happen immediately, hence the "where are you" question. Finally, why did the man reply that he was afraid? Because he knew that he did exactly what God commanded him not to do. And when he became aware of it, he was ashamed, which is why he tried to hide. You immediately see how silly this is, right? And yet we think we can hide from God those things we're doing that no one else can see, but God sees it all. So let's continue in our next text with the verses 11, 12, and 13 as we look at a portion of Scripture which the context of we are all too familiar with, the blame game. Picking up in verses 11 through 13. And he said, "Who told you that you are naked? Have you eaten from the tree from which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me some of the fruit of the tree and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." Now let's break down the blame game into two parts, beginning with part one. Notice how God addresses the man first, since he was the one who God gave the command to, so it makes sense. Also notice how the man immediately blames the woman and then God for even giving him a wife and helper. He only admitted to eating the fruit after he had blamed everyone else but himself. At no time did he take responsibility for his actions. Any of this sound familiar? Let it not be said of you that when you mess up, you avoid responsibility and blame everyone and everything for your mistakes. You will mess up, but do not let that be your heart. Moving on to part two of the blame game. Next, God addresses the woman by asking what she has done, giving her, just like the man, the opportunity to take responsibility for her actions. However, instead of taking responsibility, the woman follows the man's approach and blames the serpent. Just like the man, she admits to eating the fruit, but it's not her fault. Get ready for the next set of scriptures, as they are the most important for you and me as believers. That will be in our next episode. Until next time, but before I do that, let me explain my closing. I started closing with the blessing, with this particular blessing, in episode number 4, and recently added it in Hebrew. This is what is known as the priestly blessing, or the Birkat Kohanim, found in the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, and it's the only blessing where God himself instructs Moses to tell Aaron and his sons on how they are to bless the children of Israel. So there you have it. Until next time, Ve'arechacha Adonai va'ishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai pana ve'lecha vihunecha, Yisa Adonai pana ve'lecha, Ve'yasim lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. Shalom.